Welcome to the Brad and Body Podcast. You already know who we are. We wouldn't be here, so let's not waste any more time. Here's Bradley.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the late Brad and Body Podcast this week.
Late.
It's late. It's Thursday.
Have you died?
And we're recording this. It's my fault. So anyway, we'll move on. Body Botond, how are you, my friend?
I'm extremely well, a bit busy at the moment. Got some exciting news coming up with a revamped book, but I'll talk about that later on another program. Let's get straight into the WNBL and NBL because we've already missed the first game of the unlucky round 13. Well, and I call it unlucky because some of these teams are going to be, their fates will be determined in this round.
So let's just talk about that one quickly and then we'll go back to round 12.
Sure.
Melbourne absolutely destroyed Perth in the first quarter. It was all over. Perth did their best to come back, got within 7, if I'm not mistaken, just not enough. Great game by Melbourne.
Yeah, they came out. Their defense was so amazing. Like Jordan Canada, she had 7 steals for the game. Every time you passed the ball, you had to know where she was. And then Monique Conti, who had a career high 19 points, she's stolen the ball 4 times as well. Those lanes, by the end of the first quarter, I think that everyone in the Perth team was just really shaken up. It was 33-9 at quarter time. They made 3 field goals in that 9. They just scored 3 times. So, I mean, the others were from the foul line.
Can I just say, we have very, very important news for all the WNBL girls, right? If you want to play well, and here's what it's all about, you just come onto the Brad and Body Podcast, okay? We had Mon Conti on here a few weeks ago. She is absolutely balling at the moment. Now, I don't know if that wouldn't have happened if she didn't come on to the Brad and Body Podcast.
Yeah, look, I'm telling you, you're right. Tess Madgen came on sometime after that. She became Opal's captain. We had Steph Talbot on. She was in the All-Star 5 of the World Cup.
There you go.
This is the place, girls.
It's not a mistake. And thank God the people that are coming on here are going places because the 2 people that are on here every week are not going anywhere.
We're not going anywhere.
We're going back. We are in reverse. Let's go back to round 12. Southside, big double win. That is huge for them. Yes. Mind you, scoring 84 points in both games. Smack Bendigo, but a great win against Melbourne Boomers.
Yeah, they were terrific. Leilani Mitchell was great. Lauren Jackson was great. Lauren got a bit hurt in that game, had to go out. They were actually dominating that game. And then it's one of those – Melbourne is one of those teams a bit like Cairns and sometimes Illawarra where – and Tasmania, don't leave. Don't leave. Just because they're in a double-digit deficit, don't leave because they will fight back. And Melbourne fought back, came down to the last shot. Sarah Blitzarves, unfortunately, missed it. Had 2 chances for the 3 for the win, but those didn't drop. So they actually escaped that game, Southside. But over that round, they basically really buried Bendigo. And Bendigo had to do a lot. I mean, Kennedy Kiriyama must have done an enormous job with his players. After copping a 27-point loss, to go over to Perth,
That was the shock of the round for me. That was unbelievable. Not like, and that's Perth coming off, if I'm not mistaken, I haven't got the stats in front of me, a double loss the week before. I know it was so that's 3 in a row they've obviously lost, but 1 at home after that double loss weekend. I was surprised.
Yeah, it was a terrific performance. So, I mean, this is a huge round that we're coming into with Perth, and they already dropped. They've already dropped last night to Melbourne, so that's now, four losses.
What about Adelaide beating Townsville?
Yeah, that's probably the biggest shock because that's last beating first. And we saw that. Actually, Adelaide did that in the NBL too when they were in last place. They beat Melbourne, who were in first place. So it just does speak to the fact that if you don't bring your A game, you're going to get embarrassed.
I was
shocked by that result. That is the single most shocking result of the season so far, I think.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I thought the Bendigo, because that Perth, that was
big.
20. That was big. But you're right. Jump it. Sydney Flames rocketing up the ladder. It's an interesting one. Fire out in front, so that really didn't lose them too much. Flyers rock into second with a couple of big wins now. They've got 3 in a row. Boomers with their win last night stay in third, and the Flames are fourth. Perth 4 in a row now.
I'm telling you, I'm looking at the Flames. I think that, you know how you were talking in the NBL that you expected that by this time in January, mid to late January, the Sydney Kings would have their act together and be pretty tough. Actually, you got it wrong, But you got it right. It's the Sydney Flames. The Sydney Flames that have taken this long to find their game. And right now, in that top four, I think they're the most dangerous team. And their game with Southside this round is huge because Southside won the first one. And if the Southside wins again, then they own the split. So,
well, speaking of Flames and Kings, how about a shout-out to Fleur McIntyre? What a fantastic effort. She has now been agreed to be the assistant general manager in the WNBA with the Phoenix team, I think it is. So that is...
Yeah, Phoenix Mercury.
Yeah, I think that's fabulous. So I don't know what that means for her coaching, I've got to be honest with you. But brilliant, amazing.
Does that mean she sees out this season, though, or does she have to leave?
That's a good question. I've actually asked that and haven't got the answer yet. So you would think if it was a coaching gig or playing, you're like, yeah, see out the season, go back. But being an assistant general manager, that's recruitment, that's everything, and that never stops. So it will be interesting to see what happens, and nothing out of the Kings office at the moment, Kings and Flames, I should say, to be able to do that. So, look, let's go to the next round, okay? Yep. So I don't think there was anything more majorly to talk about for that round. So, as you know, Melbourne have already beaten Perth. Tonight, by the time this goes out, I'm hoping we will have a discussion about Bendigo and Caps. I'm going for Bendigo at home. You?
Yes. All my tips are already up at the website. So, I've gone for Bendigo.
Who'd you go for, Flames and Flyers?
I've gone for Sydney.
Yes, I'll buy. Yeah.
That will tie the series, and that will make their third game the actual essential one.
Yeah, massive. Townsville, Southside?
I think Townsville.
Yeah, but I do too. But so that means a double loss for Southside, and that's not fair to them. They're playing so well.
Yeah, but, you know, poop happens, as you know. And that was for our PG listeners.
Hello, Chuck Armisen.
You know, and Perth, you know, we've just seen Perth, one of the red-hot teams, lose four in a row. So, it's happened before. There are other weekends where teams have lost two.
Adelaide at home versus the Caps.
I think Adelaide just at the minute.
God, I don't like agreeing with. No, you know what? I'm going to go for an upset, Caps.
They're coming off a win over Townsville.
Correct. That's what I thought.
Canberra's coming off a loss.
Bendigo at home versus Boomers. I'm going to go Boomers with the fact that they've got a longer break. And I just think they're going to get them because I think they're firing at the moment. You?
Yeah, I've gone with Melbourne, but that's a tough one because they're 1-1 with Bendigo. Bendigo's beaten them, and the time they did win, I think it went to overtime, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. So Bendigo's got the kind of lineup. You know how it is. You played long enough to know that there are some teams that match up really well, and others you can handle, and they're a tough matchup for Melbourne.
Townsville to get a doubleheader for me at home. Yeah. Sorry, Caps at home. So Townsville to get a doubleheader. I know you'll be the same with that one. Southside, that's going to be...
And that's the one.
That's the one, isn't it? Because it's Perth, sorry, by the way. And I'm just thinking, I can't see Southside losing that. But that's three games in a week.
That's the thing. And it's not a young team. Southside is an older side, a veteran team. So, you know, Lauren's in her 40s, Mercedes, Russell's in her 30s, Leilani's in her 30s. This is a group that the third game might be a real challenge. And if Perth loses that, I think Perth's done.
Well, obviously they can make it by games, but done in the sense, how do you fight back from that?
I'm going to go with Southside, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I completely agree. So, that is the WNBL wrap. Best moment.
You had a player for the round.
Oh, Leilani Mitchell. Wow. Yeah. I thought she was great. I mean, like, numbers good, but not like a 30 piece or anything like that. I just thought that she was just big time, and they don't win those games without the way she played. Who was yours?
The Melbourne game, she absolutely dominated the early going and set a tone. Mine was Dee Dee Richards, the import for the Sydney Flames. I thought she had two real quality games, and I sort of looking across the round at you know, how many games people have played, then I thought she was terrific and maybe gets my player of the round. My moment of the round, that's Townsville losing to Adelaide or Adelaide beating Townsville. That, you know, 8-1 was a terrific performance. So that was my moment of the round. Did you have one?
Or? I did. Southside winning both. I just thought with where they're at, the way they're playing, and you said it, not a young team. Mm. I don't think anyone's really expecting them to be there late in the season. I don't think they're thinking that, but I don't think a lot of other people are. And I just thought, you know, good for them. Came out too. So that's, you know, that's a what you want coming into a three-game weekend. So I think they just took care of business, and well done to the South side.
All right, we've got a tough NBL round coming up too, with a few team spates to be decided.
All right, well, let's talk about NBL and what a round 16 was. I mean, do we even want to talk about the Phoenix? They play tonight against the Sydney Kings.
No.
They're probably likely to come out and beat the Kings. You just never know with that. But you've got to start, like, something's going on here. This club needs to be stripped back. The injuries are just killing any chance they have whatsoever.
Yeah, I know. I see that too, Brad. But let's face it, even early in the season, you had a big question mark over them.
Oh, when they had everybody
healthy.
100%.
And okay, you lose Craig Muller. That's a good, solid role player that you've lost. It's not a superstar. You lose Alan Williams. Okay, in today's day and age, we rave on about how good Alan Williams is. He's a terrific bloke and a terrific commentator, but to me, he's a third import on a good team. So you've lost, you know, like I saw them, those two referred to as, oh, poor old Southeast Melbourne, they've got these terrible injuries and they've got MVP caliber players missing. And then they flash to Williams and Craig Muller in the stand. And I'm thinking, well, I'm sorry, they're not MVP caliber players, not unless you're talking NBL one. So, you know, I just don't think they're that great. But what I dislike about them at the moment, and you can pick me up on this if you disagree, but the way, the manner in which they are losing, it's so weak. They're not, throw yourself on a loose ball, hit a screen hard, knock a guy on his butt, stuff.
They've used the situation as an excuse. And they're playing like that, right? So there's no question about that. So you're right. I didn't rate them in – I don't even know if I had them in the six, but I don't think so. I wouldn't have at the beginning of the season. And I just didn't like the way they were. They weren't great. Their downfall was Cummings. I mean, he was a good import. I liked him. But the bullcrap that went off the court, don't really know a lot about it. You know, we hear not showing up and everything like that. Sometimes that can galvanize a team when you're like, I'm not going to stand for this. This is the way we are. But no, I was I was at the game that they beat the Kings in Sydney, and I thought, if that team plays like that, they're going to make the six, right? Yeah. But it's one in every
so
month.
Much heart. They showed so much heart in that game. And they won another one like that too, where they were down players. I don't know whether it was Tasmania or can't remember off the top of my head now, but they won another one like that. And you sort of go, okay, these guys have got heart. Well, there's been a bloody heart operation and it's been removed. They're playing totally without it. And, I mean, you bring in Abdul Nader, who I think if he had a chance to do a proper preseason and be in a team with real good structure would be a terrific import. Now he's just looking like a guy that didn't play for 2 years.
Yeah, he does. I agree with you. Well, let's move on because, you know, that's too much airspace for them. Cairns, Lat Mayan. Whoa, big dagger three at the end of the game. But, you know, you've got to give credit to Cairns. They crashed the offensive board. They destroyed Illawarra by doing it. And an offensive board was the one that gave them a second chance. And Lat Mayan just went bang and hit the three.
Yeah. Josh Roberts doesn't get a lot of credit because even in the stats, they had the rebounders going to Pat Miller. But it was actually Josh Roberts that knocked the ball down to
Pat
Miller.
He's not there. They don't get that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then – but the thing I liked about Miller was that he didn't rush. You know how it is when you had that last shot and there's a bit of a rush because you don't know how many cells. Yeah. We shot it at 5 seconds. There's probably only one to go. I've got to jam on it quick. No, he was just poised, took a dribble, saw that man, fed him out the ball, and he's waiting for it. And was it you that interviewed him after the game?
Yeah.
How good was that? He was terrific.
I loved it because I heard 40 and I interviewed 40 before the game and I listened to his press conference the week before and he said, you know, I keep telling my guys, live in the now, you know, live in the now. So that's what I asked him. I said, you know, like, so Coach Ford says, live in the now, you know, how does this feel? He said, oh man, I'm living in the, I don't even know where I'm living at the moment. Yeah, something like that. It was so good. It was just, gold. And it was actually had my producers and stuff come through gold. Like that was a great interview. So that's always nice. But yeah, he was so happy. You could feel the joy and you could feel the air sucked out of Illawarra and let's stay there. Illawarra then stuffed up and lost to the Adelaide 36ers. Give credit, Scotty Ninnis. I love Scotty. We're mates. Like we played against each other. Gave him a big cuddle after the game and he was so wrapped. I said, hey, mate, how you feeling? He said, I'll tell you in 2 hours. And then on the way out, we had a cuddle and everything. It was great. I'm so happy for him.
He's 5-5 now. 5-5.
they played well. That wasn't Illawarra lost the game. Adelaide won the game as well. Illawarra weren't great, but don't take anything away from Adelaide. Isaac Humphreys is the key. They've got to sign him now.
That's right.
Now.
That's right. They've got to give him the ball. They've got to give him. They went away from that for a while, and that's when Illawarra got back in the game. And then it was almost like it occurred to somebody, oh, wait a second, that's right, we've got this great giant in the middle. Let's give him the ball again. And off he went. And, yeah, but, look, I don't want to lay it at the feet of one player, and I'm not, but just Justin Robinson is definitely a passenger.
Man, that was
– he was so awful.
Let's go there, right? 0-6 the first game, or 0-7.
0-7 and 0-6
the second. 2 points from 2 free throws.
Yeah.
The next game, 0-6 or whatever it was, no points, no free throws. Mm. You can't have that.
No, not on an import. But also, I think right now, he – upsets the balance of that group. If he's not firing, he's got
They're better with AJ Johnson at the point. The problem with AJ is he's raw and he makes mistakes. He's 17, whatever age he is, 18,
right.
You know what I mean? And he had a couple of turnovers, and you're like, I can see why Justin Tatum as a coach would go, oh, God, do I go there now at the end of the game? But he's got no choice.
Why wouldn't you go with Tyler Harvey? Go with Tyler Harvey. Then you've got William Hickey in the back.
You could put Lee and Clark in the two.
Didn't they sign Kyle Adnam? So they've got another option.
Yeah.
I think they've got a lot of options to how to run the team, like playmakers.
Yeah.
And they don't include Justin Robinson. And I'm sorry, he seemed like a great bloke.
Look,
you've got to be a great
I heard rumours weeks ago that, they may look to move him on. But then he got back into a little bit of form. I wouldn't call it great form. He got back into a little bit of form. Now it's obviously too late. You need 7 games, so it's done, right? So the only thing they can do now is just not play him.
They don't need to replace him.
Well, that's why I questioned, why did they bring Kyle Adnam in?
Mm.
Now,
well, that was Dan Greta.
Well, yeah, but I know he replaced, I don't know. Like, you got Hickey, you got Bawali Bales, and you got Justin Robinson. So my question is, when you're sitting in a meeting, I get it, mate. He is a great asset to that team. Like, he's been around. He was a captain of Phoenix. He's a good veteran player. So my question is what is your plan? Are you saying, we want you now so we can sign you for the next 3 years? Okay, if that's what you want to do, so we can keep you. Are you signing now because we don't trust Justin Robinson and we can't play Bawali and Davo in that spot long term, so we want you to make that run for us in the playoffs? Or are you saying, I got no faith in all three? Like, that's the bit I just didn't get of that signing, but a good signing. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I think sometimes if you're looking for like, okay, you've got Dan Greta out. We've already got a few point guards. Why would you bring
– But Dan Greta's not a point guard, mate.
No, that's my point. If you're looking for like for like. But sometimes you can't find that particular player that you've lost.
Right.
So then you just go with who's the best Australian kid available right now?
Right.
That's Kyle Adnam.
But then what is that saying to the three guys that Kyle spots in? What, you don't trust me? Now, I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. They could have had chats with all of them. But I know if I'm Bawali or if I'm Davo or if I'm Justin Robinson, what are you doing? Now, those things concern me because then are they playing with the same energy that they played over the last 9 games for the coach? And that's the type of thing. I'm not suggesting anything. I don't know. I don't talk to anyone. It was just a signing
no
when
one
it's
talks
signed.
To you mean.
Yeah, exactly. But it was just a signing when I got it. When I heard it, I was like, okay, that's interesting. What do they think? Don't get me wrong. Kyle, nothing to do with Kyle. He's a baller and he can put the ball in the hole. There's no question about that. Just didn't know. Anyway, moving on. Look, there were some, I guess, shocks, things you didn't expect. I didn't expect Perth to absolutely pump Brisbane.
No.
I really expected more from Brisbane going over there.
That's happened before, though. You know, Brisbane had a fixture with Melbourne, and we were really – and Brisbane were on the rise at that stage, and they went down to play Melbourne. We thought, oh, this will be good. You know, Justin Schuler and D-Mac, they're from the same environment as Dean Vickerman, and they got absolutely pantsed and embarrassed and humiliated. And now they've had to rebuild again from that, and now they've done it again. They've
gone in a big game. This is where I don't have the faith in Brisbane. They may make the six. They may even make it fourth. I don't think they'll get third. Don't think so. But that's where that big time game that they need, that was one. That was a test. You know what I mean? To say, right, we're here and we're ready to go. And I thought they burnt that up. So You know, that was a bit, but then they came back and beat Cairns, and that's okay. You know, that was a good win against Cairns. Cairns, undermanned, came after a big win in Illawarra. So how much do you weigh that? So I just thought that was an interesting one. New Zealand, we've spoken about Phoenix, forget them. Can't really track that. Do you think New Zealand can make it?
I do, but I'm concerned because it's look, there are so many teams in this hunt that you just got to put a foot wrong one game, and that one game can be the one that kills you. See, I'm looking at this week's round. Is Cairns a chance? Is Adelaide a chance? Well, they're playing each other. One of them's going to get hurt.
Right.
You know, one of them's done.
Just so our listeners, I mean, I'm sure they know, the team 1 and 2 are Perth and Melbourne. Forget them. They're like 6 and 7 losses. They're gone, right? Mm. So there is 11 losses, and I look at losses.
Yes,
don't look
too.
At wins, right? Because you can't create less losses, right? You can always create more wins, right?
Yep.
So when I look at that, 11 losses is sitting in third for Tasmania. 14 losses is sitting in last. Now, I do not think South East can get there. I'm not saying no to Adelaide.
I think 13
wins might get you in.
13, 15? Because I reckon you've got to have – surely you've got to have a positive
14?
14, 14, I reckon. Oh. But it's
maybe,
so hard because they're
all
playing each other.
But you've got to remember, they're all playing each other.
That's
so
it.
Someone's
got to,
like what you're saying, someone can't win that game. Obviously, they're going to lose. So I think it's going to be hard for New Zealand in Illawarra now. Like they're at nine, they've got 8 games to go. And I think, you know, you're going to have to win 5 or 6 of those.
Well, they play each other this round. They play each other this round.
So there's another one.
One of them, I reckon.
And Illawarra.
The loser of that is done.
Illawarra in Perth tonight.
Right. Yeah, they lose.
You know, it's tough. But, you know, anything can happen. All right, look, that's it for the round. Sydney versus Perth. How can I forget that one? Sydney were just terrible again.
They lost by six.
Come on, did you watch that game?
I did.
Right, so was I wrong? Are they terrible?
I think terrible is more of a fan than an analyst. Brad,
yeah,
honestly, okay. I think that's coming from your heart and not your head.
Okay,
I think they weren't great.
Okay,
there were down Bolden. He's a pretty substantial guy coming off the bench.
Let me give you the basis that I'm going on it, right? Right. So you are right. That's probably coming from a bit of heart, right? But what I say is, number one, hate when you start in the zone. I just hate it. And what you're basically saying is we're trying to do something to get a win rather than saying, come in our house, we're going to go mad and we're going to put someone on their butt, right? This is what you got to come into our house. I didn't see any of that. Then it's down, it's ugly, wide open shots. And basically it's please God miss your threes and we'll be in the game like what happened the week before against New Zealand when they pumped them. New Zealand just didn't drop their shots. Perth dropped their shots. Things start to roll. Ty Webster's hitting threes, you know, like everything's going along, right? And then the Kings are like, oh, we better get going here. Then they turn it on. It's like, there's the Kings. That's what we want to see.
Then
they go back again. Then they come back and it's just like we've been seeing this now for a month. Enough.
Mm.
So, and yes,
look,
they were better against New Zealand. That's what I'm basing that on.
Okay.
It's the same loss. The losses are coming from the same thing each week, not learning.
All right. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Right. Okay.
Oh, I thought you meant doing a pod with body, but go on, keep going.
That will certainly be picking up in the ratings as the definition. Look, I just think if you're down 34-20 in your own building at quarter time, you know, that's you're being challenged to sort of step up, and they did. They came back. They got
a six-point
game against a team that's in really, really good form.
They do that every week. Anyway, what do we want to – okay, well, let's do next round first and then I'm going to get you nasty and everything. Okay.
Yep.
Tonight I think Kings beat Phoenix because Phoenix are that bad.
Yeah.
Perth beat Illawarra, you?
Yep.
This is a big one, mate, tomorrow night. Oh, New Zealand in New Zealand versus Tassie.
I know that's the battle of the Islanders, and I love it. I love seeing Parker Jackson Cartwright up against Jordan Crawford, the two of the outstanding little men. You know, you've got a Milton Doyle on the one hand, you've got an Anthony Lamb on the other. It's fantastic. You know, I think the big advantage for Tasmania, even though I'm not tipping them, is their three-headed monster. The in the centre, which is now Marcus Lee, Will Magne, and Fabian Krstovich. Did you realize you could get three heads in Tasmania? Anyway, there's got this three-headed monster.
And I'm just having a look at what our heading for this pod is. You just.
I'm not going to
answer that because you know that's what's going to happen there. But I'm going for Tassie to beat New Zealand. I still don't think New Zealand's at that peak.
I love Tassie, and I would not be at all surprised if they win this game. But it's desperation stakes for New Zealand. If they're going to be in the six, this is a must win.
We didn't speak about Melbourne losing pretty poorly last round. I think we're all sitting here. No.
I don't worry about Melbourne. I was going to say, everybody.
We're all going to sit here and say not to worry about Melbourne. They're playing Brisbane in Brisbane tomorrow night. I don't worry about Melbourne. JLA and Shea are back is what I'm hearing. Yes. The only question I have is there will come that time when it's going to be like, geez, I hope you don't have that injury issue in finals. That's really all I'm worried about for them. They're going to win.
You can say that about anybody, mate. You can say that about any team.
Yeah.
You
know,
if Perth loses Bryce Cotton, how highly do
we rate them? But I don't think if they're healthy, I don't think anyone can beat them. I think if other teams are healthy, Melbourne can beat them.
Yeah.
That's what I'm basing that on. So who you got, Brisbane or Melbourne?
I've got Melbourne, absolutely.
I'm going to go for Brisbane in an upset. Adelaide at home versus Cairns. Adelaide. I'm going to say the 36ers keep rolling on. Agreed. Phoenix at home against Perth. We'll call that a bye for Perth. Illawarra at home versus New Zealand. And I'm going to go for Illawarra to win that one at home. That means a double loss to New Zealand, but anything could happen in that game.
See, I'm the opposite. But, you know, it's so tight. I'm the opposite. I'm going for New Zealand to win both and therefore place themselves really back in the playoff picture.
They're good enough to.
But if they were to lose those two, then they're done. So that's what it's up to for them. It's like it's make or break, absolutely, this round.
And the last one is Sydney at home. I'll be at that game. Sydney at home versus Melbourne. I can say Jonah Bolden will be back for that game. DJ Hoge won't. I don't know if we're going to see Hoge again this year, but anyway.
What's he got?
Mate, it's a shoulder, but no one seems to know how bad it is, but it's bad enough that he hasn't played, and he's not in again is all I know. So, Jonah's back, and look, honestly, I never sit on the fence with this one. I need to see Melbourne's game before I can give a proper answer for this. I want to know what Melbourne team is coming into Sydney. But I am going to go for the Sydney Kings in I guess you're going to say, a bit of an upset. It's now getting to make or break for them, and I think they'll come out ready.
You must have read my blog today because that's pretty much what I've said, that they're going to – I think they might get it in the upset, mainly because – Melbourne has shown itself to be vulnerable on the road during this particular patch. They've lost a couple of games. I don't think they're going to lose to Brisbane, but I do think that Sydney might just sneak up on and get them.
Well, I hope so. Hey, what's your best moment of the round?
Oh, my best moment of the round? Geez, I don't know. I think it was Hyung Jung Lee playing for Illawarra.
Nice.
The way he played and the way he inspired the Wollongong, his teammates, but also the Wollongong fans. They were really into it.
He's making
big shots.
They love him. I did an interview with him a couple of weeks ago, very well spoken, and they absolutely, the crowd, because it was over the speaker as well, and the crowd love him. He's a fan favourite.
Well, yeah, he's diving on a loose ball. He's blocking a shot. He's not, and he's making those threes. You know, there's a little bit of a patch over the last few weeks where he hasn't been quite as deadly. But early in the season, you know, every time he shot a three, you get to that point, you just expect it to go in.
I will say, Gary Clark's a worry. That knee is not good. You can see, I've got concerns for him to see out the season properly. He'll play because he'll get through it, but you can tell he was in enormous pain. And these double headers don't help for guys like that.
So what you're saying is we won't see him sort of driving anytime soon.
Well, I don't think he can. let me just get my best moment: the Cotton's Adam duel. Now, as bad, whatever happened, that Cottons and Adams in that fourth quarter was just brilliant. Shot after shot, Perth versus Kings, it was brilliant. Still, and I said it on air, Cotton plays 40 minutes and has 29 points, and Jalen Adams plays 28 minutes and has 28 points or something around there. Play him more. He will get you scores, right?
Is everything good with Mahmoud Abdul-Fattah and Jalen Adams? Are they getting
I don't think so, but that is without – honestly, that I don't know. Like, honestly, I can say, you know,
so you're just reading
body language. He came off a couple of times, and I said it on air that he didn't want to come off. You could see, and he said something on the way out. Don't know what it was, but you can just see this coming in and out of the game. He can't be happy with that. He can't be happy. 28 minutes.
I don't understand. See, if you play 28 minutes from 1 minute to 28, that's good.
Different. That's different.
But if you're playing 28 over 40 and you're coming out for a minute here, a minute there,
I get it. Like when I was coaching, I remember and you had your point guard or your gun, you know, I get it. Take them out at the end of the first, give them 2 minutes, maybe an extra minute in the second. So now they get that 4 or 5 minutes, then bang. And then you start them, then you do similar things in the third quarter, right? Now, that's all not having foul issues or anything like that. But you got to watch the game. If you're struggling, you leave them out there, right? And all that. So to me, he should be playing 34 at a minimum, right?
Yeah, 34 at a minimum. I had no idea, Brad. No idea that you are also, like me and many my age, a dinosaur.
Mm.
These days, that's not the way the game's played.
I don't get it.
Cotton. Yeah, get 10 guys in the first quarter. Yeah. I don't get any of that stuff.
Anyway, right, my best
let's move on. Give me a Rosen Rattler.
Illawarra Hawks, you burped it, boys. You had the opportunity. You were climbing up the ladder. You were brilliant. You didn't come out hard enough against Cairns. You didn't deserve to win that game. You didn't box out. You didn't play hard enough. And an offensive rebound gave them the win at the end. You had a good opportunity to win that game and you burped it. And I've got to go at Justin Robinson. You've said it before. Not enough. Guys, Illawarra, if you don't make the playoffs, it was that weekend. And it's such a shame because you've been bloody great under Justin Tatum. And on a side effort, don't be surprised if we hear Tatum being signed very soon.
Wow. Wow. Sermon on the Mount this week was presented by your friendly man.
All right, what's yours?
Genco Electrical.
What's yours? Oh, you've given your nasty, haven't you?
No, I haven't given my nasty. Oh. I think the NBL was, Basketball Australia, whoever they want to handball it to, was weak as water, shall we say. No, weak as urine for fining Adam Ford. $1,000 for his comments. You know, okay, he was a little bit sarcastic, but he got his point across and he made it in a very good way. If you haven't seen the press conference, look it up.
You're saying he shouldn't have been fined?
Hey?
You're saying he shouldn't have been fined?
No, he shouldn't have been fined.
He's got to get fined after saying that. You can't be that sarcastic.
So basically now we're saying you get fined for telling the truth.
Well, that's not what he's getting fined because he's bringing the
lead. He said his players have to collapse their chests.
Come on.
This is what we have to do now.
I'm not saying right or wrong. If he wants to say something, there is no doubt he knew that he was going to get hit with that.
I think he's shocked. I think
he mentioned a guy's name.
His comments were taken.
You can't do that. He mentioned a guy's name.
Somebody's got to take responsibility for how shithouse the umpiring is week in, week out. Come on.
If you call this umpiring again on this pod, I'm going to throw you out. It's refereeing, boss.
Oh, officiating.
Oh, there you go.
Move up. Anyway, I thought it was a great press conference. So I'm sorry that he had to.
Oh, don't get me wrong. Loved it. Watched it 5 times. Couldn't stop pissing myself laughing, to be honest with you. Just the way he said it. And, you know, they do nothing wrong when I do this. And you just sit there going, oh, wow. Oh, wow. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, anyway,
you know what? Just quickly. Yes. He got it for being sarcastic. I've actually seen a coach get a technical foul for sarcastic clapping when a call went against his team and he just sat in the back and went,
wow.
And he got a tech foul for it, sarcastic clapping. So, yeah. It's been around for a while, sarcasm. It's beautiful. I love it. Let's move out. See you next week.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you to all our partners and sponsors and everyone and bot on, but BOTINAGY.com. Check out, he's the best writer in the business. Boddy, have a great week, mate.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it. See you next time.
Do you think if I get sarcasm and say and talk about you, do you think potentially the Brad and Boddy podcast would find me?
Wow. You know what? If we backdated that, I'd be up for about $1 million by now.